We've been making our way through the Birchas HaShachar. We last spoke about the Bracha Pokeach Ivrim, which acknowledges that Hashem opens the eyes, gives sight to those who are physically blind in a sense of appreciation. While we're sleeping, our eyes are closed, and when we wake in the morning and open them, the gift of being able to see again operate in the world. And we offered a more homiletical interpretation. Pokeach Ivrim means the ability to see and identify the blessings in our lives. Not to be blind to all the goodness, not to only see negative, to see positive. Not to see incomplete, but to see complete. Not to see what to complain about, but to see what to be grateful for. The next bracha is Malbish Arumim. We acknowledge Hashem who clothes those who are naked, those who are unclothed. And here too, there's both a literal interpretation, there's the very simple understanding of this bracha and what it means, and then there's a little bit of a deeper understanding. On the simple level, Malbish Arumim means how incredible. We go to our closet, we open our dresser, and there's clothing to wear. It's not that long ago that people owned one set of clothing, and you wore it till literally it wore off, it fell off your body. You had one suit, one jacket. If you had to do the laundry, you went down to the river, you had a basin, you worked, back-breaking labor. We have this gift of clothing that's affordable, and we have a whole wardrobe in Malbish Arumim. How incredible clothing that protects us from the elements, from the frigid cold of Boca Raton and elsewhere. But clothing that protects us from the elements and enables us to live, to operate in the world. Malbish Arumim. There's nothing simple and there's nothing that should be taken for granted about the ease and access that we have to a full wardrobe. No matter our financial challenges or constraints, even those who are struggling have access to clothing readily available and clothing that we can change. So when we wake up in the morning, we're about to get dressed, and there's a whole halacha. Siman Beis, the second chapter of Shulchan Aruch, is all about how to get dressed halachically in the morning. Literally, which pant leg do you put on first? How do you tie your shoes? In what order, in what way do we get dressed? Both because we're giving precedence to the right side over the left side, there's mystical understandings, but also because we're trying to get dressed in a mindful way. As we don that clothing every morning, we're mindfully appreciative that I have the opportunity to change my clothing, and that I have a variety of clothing, and that I have an ease of getting new clothing if it wears out, and the expansiveness of my wardrobe. Malbish Arumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, enables us, blesses us to have clothing to wear. But there's a deeper understanding of this bracha as well, a secondary kavana, another intention that we can all have each and every day that we say it. And I think that's based on the word malbish. The word malbish, God dresses us, comes from the word levush, malbush, which is clothing. That word for clothing, malbish or levush, has the same root as the word busha. Busha means a sense of shame. Clothing protects us not only from the physical elements, but clothing provides a sense of modesty. It keeps our sense of shame intact. And a sense of shame, from a Torah Jewish perspective, is a very, very healthy and necessary quality. Not the shame, the kind of shame which is unhealthy, which is debilitating and incapacitating. Not a shame in which we beat ourselves up or embarrassed to be who we are. Not a negative shame. There's a second type of shame, which means just as my body has nerve endings that alert me when boundaries have been crossed, when I'm injured, when something is wrong, so to our neshama, our soul, has spiritual nerve endings. And they alert me when a boundary's been crossed. They alert me when something is wrong, when something's off. And those spiritual nerve endings is our sense of shame, the ability to blush, the ability to feel embarrassed, or a sense of shame. The Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Beis tells us, "Kol ha'osa dvar aveira umizbayish bo, mochlen lo kol avonosa." If you violate an aveira, you make a mistake. You're only human. An indiscretion, poor judgment, a mistake, we all make them. But you can do so brazenly, shamelessly, without turning back with pride and nostalgia for the mistake you made. Or you can look at your mistake and say, "I'm ashamed. I'm truly ashamed. I'm capable of better. I'm capable of more." And Sey Chazal says the Gemara, if we reflect on our mistakes with a sense of busha, a sense of shame, then we are forgiven for those mistakes. Haseichel hu abusha v'abusha hu haseichel. Our rabbis teach us discernment and embarrassment go hand in hand, because a discerning individual feels a natural sense of discomfort and disgrace when a boundary of appropriateness has been violated. Walking around naked, unclothed, immodest, is a boundary for which we should be ashamed. We have a simple sense of dignity and self-respect. And when we're uncovered, we should blush. We should feel a sense of shame. Adam and Chava in Gan Eden make a mistake, they're expelled. And the very first thing Rav Hirsch points out, the Torah tells us, Adam turns to Chava and says, do you feel that breeze? Something a little different? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them this leather clothing, he covers them, the fig leaf, so to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to cover our sense of shame, that our nakedness, physically and metaphysically, is not exposed and revealed to the whole world. So Malbish Arumim, when we acknowledge Hashem, Malbish for Levush, we're thanking Hashem for giving us a healthy sense of shame. We're living in a world of shamelessness. There's nothing to be ashamed of. People are encouraged, don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed, don't hesitate. Do, be, dress, identify, orient, do everything the way you want. Shamelessness. There are people walking around without clothing, they don't even realize they should be embarrassed. It's a point of pride rather than shame. So when we get dressed as Jews, I'm not talking about the halachas or the boundaries, and this isn't about prudishness, and it's not about halachic fanaticism. It's about a basic sense of human dignity and human shame. Malbish arumim, baruch Hashem, I have clothing. I'm still embarrassed. I still blush if I'm embarrassed or around others who are undressed. I still have a sense of a healthy dose of shame over nakedness. Gemara Yevamos, Ayin Tes tells us, Habonim aksherim, Habusha nira alpaneim, kimishu baishan, hu simen shumizera Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. One of the signs that we in fact descend, we are the progeny of our great matriarchs and patriarchs, is that healthy sense of shame. We thank Hashem for it every day when we get dressed. The bracha of Malbish Arum.